Welcome to the Nerd Cartel Podcast. For all things nerd, pop culture, and whatever we feel like. Hey, what's up, everybody? Greetings from the Nerd Cartel. I'm Jim.
And I'm Peter, and we're here with a very lovely, unofficial third member.
The Rhodes. I thought we were talking about Katrina for a second, so I paused.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's our live person
live
audience.
Yeah,
Katrina audience.
Say hi, babe.
Hello.
There she is.
She's here. We do have an audience, and she is alive.
Yeah. So if you hear squirming, laughter, chuckles.
Well, I do have to go back to something you said, though, Peter, because you said unofficial. I think it's pretty much official. Like,
well,
Tiffin's
I only said that
member.
Because that way the fans don't expect her every single cast that we do, but she's like Bugs Bunny when, like, they show the Warner Brothers sign, mm-hmm. and then Bugs Bunny's there, and you're like, oh, it's going to be a Bugs Bunny episode.
Yep.
They don't expect to see Bugs Bunny every time.
But
sometimes they have the sound set up for Laffy Duck.
He's a busy, busy mammal.
Right.
Exactly.
So they don't expect me, but they do get really excited when they see me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I always thought it was just the boobs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Bugs Bunny had boobs too. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird when you look at those older, like the 1950, 1960 Warner Brothers cartoons.
Yeah.
And they dress Bugs Bunny up like a woman. And he has like his bunny boobs and shit.
Yeah, and everybody goes bananas for that.
Bananas.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird, like bunny erotica. I don't know.
Yeah. But every single cartoon character in there is like, ah, oh, I just want to marry that. Like, give me some more of that bunny love, you know?
Whatever animal they wanted to sexualize on that episode, you know?
Specifically the Bugs Bunny. But yeah, it doesn't happen when Daffy Duck dresses up like girl.
No, because Daffy was always funny.
It
was always way too funny.
It's for comic relief that they did that.
They're like, get that duck poon out of my face.
People wanted to fantasize about that bunny poon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bunny poon.
Well, I mean, like the duck. I mean, ducks are notorious rapers. So
yeah.
I think that there was
them and the dolphins.
They're like, nah. Don't trick me.
Don't trick me. You're not the Chiquita Banana Woman.
Yeah, you're not.
You're in fact going to be you're a duck that is going to rape.
Yeah, exactly. And that's bad. And if this seems like a really crazy
Rapey
cast,
duck.
Because this is we're talking about a really crazy movie. It's a movie that Tiff and I found out that was playing at the movie theater that we quietly frequent there. This is why I'm the porky pig out of us three. Is can't say words. Bleep bleep bleep. That's all. So we saw these. You know, they show all the times and then the movies that they're playing and all the stuff. The movie,
you know,
yeah,
like a
movie
theaters
do.
Yeah, like movie theaters do. You know, like these crazies. We're like, oh, we've never heard of this one before. So we looked it up. It was called, what was it? Willy's Wonderland.
At first glance, I was like, what is this? This sounds like some sort of skeevy 70s porn.
Yeah, 2021 Oscar contender is what it is.
Yeah, and that's why when I heard 70s porn, I'm like, yeah, let's see this. I want to get
let's
it
see
a
it.
Fucking CD theater and watch some 70s
let's
porn.
Invite our friends. Let's drink in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Take advantage of any alcohol specials that they have.
Exactly.
And watch porn together socially distanced.
Yeah.
I mean, what's better?
Yeah, sorry. What's better? So we looked it up. We watched a trailer to it. Go figure. Trailer's a tiff. We ended up seeing it. And it is a Nicolas Cage feature.
Sir
Nicolas Cage. Which, going into a Nicolas Cage movie, you're not, you don't know what you're going to get. Because, you know, there's that whole thing where he accepts any role. He's definitely the hardest working man in Hollywood because
he's in everything. Does he actually accept any role that's given to him? Or, like,
I don't know, but that's
goddamn,
that's
have you seen some of his movies?
Yeah, he's everywhere. He can be anything from, like, you know, Family Man, where it is probably an Oscar nominated.
Yeah, that was a pretty good flick. Yeah.
Did not win. Or,
you got your Face Off. I mean, action movie
action.
Classics.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just off the wall, bonkers, bizarre movies that are out there.
Like Mandy, also featured in the Nerd Cartel podcast.
Mandy was crazy.
So you know you're going to have a good time. You know it's going to be an off-the-wall movie. And if it made it to the movie theaters and it's not straight to DVD
then streaming.
It's at least going to be really entertaining.
Right.
I just want to throw out that if movies weren't where they're at right now, this shit would have been straight to DVD.
I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, like, I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
But it was a very straight to DVD.
It's a strange movie. I mean, Mandy was really, really weird and just kind of bonkers and kind of a lot of fun. But in this...
They had that art house twist with Mandy.
Yeah.
This one was just kind of like, just fucking bonkers.
It was like Five Nights at Freddy meets Chucky.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it was.
Because the whole thing is that there's this...
Spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spoiling the shit out of this one.
But kind of give you a synopsis. There's a guy who comes in. He gets hired to, kind of fix up this once closed down kind of a Chuck E. Cheese type of place where you would go there, play games,
birthday parties,
and they have animatronic sing-along.
Yeah,
animatronics.
And Willie the Weasel being the main one.
Yeah, he's the Chuck of the Cheese.
Yeah, and Willie's Wonderland, title of the movie, name of the restaurant. But
the beloved animatronic.
The kind of seedy part of this, though, this whole gig is, though, is he was kind of like, forced into that, that night watch or night cleanup job. Yeah,
because he had a fucked up car, right?
Yeah,
he had a fucked up car, and they're like, hey, we'll fix your car if you fix up our place.
Our Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. And you're like, sure. Doesn't sound fucking weird or creepy at all. That's cool.
You have to do it at night, and it's going to be a lock-in. You've been doing a lock-in with all these kids getting locked in.
Yeah, except now it's just you and just cleaning products.
Yeah.
And plenty of t-shirts.
And plenty of t-shirts,
yeah.
And a stack of, eight? There's a lot.
And your punch beer or whatever the fuck that shit was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, hilarious. Right? I didn't know if it was beer or it was punch. Like
Red Bull or I don't know.
What High C or Hawaiian Punch.
You know what? This movie, I told Peter on the way out, I said, I love a movie that knows what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it had the same feel of Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That was definitely the vibe that I got out of it. But I love that they didn't try to make it a serious...
Yeah.
Because it's listed as, a horror thriller movie, which, okay, sure.
Yeah. It isn't, like, horror comedy.
Right, but it's definitely a comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is more like first Evil Dead movies, not the new Evil Dead movies.
Right,
Where it knows it's campy, it knows it's cheesy.
Yeah.
His character, which doesn't even have a name. He's just a janitor.
Never speaks.
He never talks.
Never talked the entire time.
He didn't say a goddamn word the whole time, right?
She pointed it out,
and I was like,
I
think he said, 10 words or less. I'll be right back, or some shit like that.
Did he say anything? No. He didn't say anything. Our live Katrina audience has confirmed that I am once again correct. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
If you guys in the audience, in the other audience, not the live audience, the pre-recorded audience is what you are?
Where you
the
are right audience. Now, on your future toilet, the in future your car,
yeah.
in the shower,
yeah.
wherever you listen to us with your ear holes.
Yeah.
The future audience of right now. Where's the future audience then? Well, they already gone.
have they even been born yet? What the fuck?
Yeah, why?
The guys have entered a time loop. Yeah.
Or maybe they're born... But, not yet conscious.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just the heartbeat.
Just the heartbeat.
Well, for you guys, watch the movie and then comment if he has spoken or he has not. As to us, he has not.
I bet you money that he didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking this shit up. I'm looking it up. I think he did say some shit. It was just forgettable and short.
If anything, I don't think it was 10 words. I think it might have been one or two words.
Then it must have happened when I got up to get more beer, because I don't remember him saying anything.
Yeah.
He would definitely make noises and stuff when he was, killing the animatronics, but...
Well, and that's what I was thinking is when he was killing the animatronics, it seems like he did come on, motherfucker, or something.
No,
I don't know.
He just grunted.
Yeah,
the whole
he just
time.
Grunted.
Just grunted when he was playing pinball.
Oh, yeah.
which was a whole nother thing. That was weird as shit.
He found an old... Okay, so let's back up. We'll get to that machine real quick, but I got to give you some more context, guys. So he gets hired to this place. Turns out this place used to be owned by Satanists who, used to sacrifice people like small children.
They would snag a kid at a birthday party.
And then sacrifice that little asshole. And then they find out later on, the cops are like, oh, we're going to break down the doors and everything. They decide to kill themselves and kind of do a Chucky type of Child's Play type of deal where they put their souls into the animatronics that are over there so they could escape. So they kill themselves. Cops are like, well, they're dead. Case closed. Yeah. Easy. Stamp. Bury those motherfuckers. We're all done. Turns out, like, a year later, they reopen or whatever.
Yeah, so this guy named Tex buys the building, and he's like, I'm going to reopen Willy's Wonderland, and I'm going to make money. Because I'm Tex.
Yeah, and I know it's hard to believe, but anyone named Tex could be a scumbag.
Yeah.
But this guy was kind of a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, he's kind of a scumbag. Kind of a dick. So, you know, he has it, and then, sure enough, the animatronics start sacrificing people, and he's like, oh, I gotta close it down. But they kind of make a deal with him and the police.
They start foraging out into the town.
Right, and start killing people. Townsfolk. Yeah. Right, so then he's like, fuck it, I have to demolish this place. So he hires a crew to demolish it. The day before they're set to do so, they find, like, the lead contractor, like, disemboweled.
And his family all killed at their house.
Yeah, all killed. Oh, shit. So then at that point, Tex realizes, like, okay, this is what's going on. So him and, like, a few other people.
And the sheriff, pretty much everyone.
Yeah. Everybody in the town, small
like,
town.
The tow truck driver, the sheriff, and Tex the douchebag.
Which are, like, apparently the only three people
that live in the fucking town.
Yeah, right? That's all you see the whole time.
That's it.
So they hire Nicolas Cage's character. They didn't know that they were hiring
a complete badass. Yeah.
And he's just so weird. Like, I thought he was the kid that they showed in, like, the prologue. You know what I mean? But then, obviously, later we find out that little kid was a girl.
Yeah.
But that was my original thought. I was like, there's no way that he just comes in here, no questions asked, starts killing these animatronics. Like, again, no questions asked. Doesn't think twice about it. He just, like, kills them, cleans it, and moves on. Yeah. And you're
He's just cleaning, and then, you know,
I thought,
like,
there's no way. He has to be connected somehow.
Crazy messages.
Wasn't
pop
the, child from the beginning also a child of color, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't notice that. I just saw a child.
I was like, Nicolas Cage, you've changed.
You've changed. People bleach their skin.
She's still holding on. Like, maybe it's a twist.
Maybe.
But no, you know, like, he's cleaning, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the night, one of the animatronics comes up and tries to kill him, and he just beats the shit out of
the living shit out of him.
Destroys it. Punching metal and then sucks.
And then pulling their, like, spines out in there with oil all... I mean, it's a blast.
Instead
I mean, definitely watch
well,
this movie.
Yeah,
and then goes and changes his shirt because it's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, this group of kids, they're aware of what's going on because the aforementioned small child that we saw in the beginning...
was one of them.
Yeah, she was, like, one of the people that was meant to be sacrificed, although, like, they didn't know that there was a child. They just thought, like, oh, we're just going to sacrifice these two adults, and then lo and behold, they had a kid with them. So then the sheriff takes her home, and she's like, I'm going to raise you now, whatever. Yeah. So this kid grows up. She knows what's up. So anyway, she grabs her friends, and she's like, look, we're going to go in there. We're going to save this guy. Like, we have to stop this tonight. So they fucking... have this haphazard plan. They get in there. They try to tell the guy, like, you're going to die. You're here to be sacrificed. And he doesn't say anything.
He just turns around.
He just turns around and continues cleaning. And you're like, well, what? That's why I swore he had something to do with it. But that's beside the point. Neither here nor there, because he did not.
No.
So anyway,
at this point, he had already killed two animatronics, too. So he was just like, fuck you.
Yeah. So, like,
I'm getting my car back.
So the one kid, she's like, are you not listening to me? And then at the same time, like, one of the animatronics comes alive and he just fucking kills it. And she's just like, what in the world? But yeah, are you going to go ahead and talk about the pinball thing?
What? Oh, the pinball thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Between all of this, he found what?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounded like you were going to say something. In the middle of this whole thing, he finds a pinball machine, and he's just... You have a whole montage of just him playing.
He refurbishes it.
Yeah, he refurbishes it and just keeps playing pinball over and over, which it's so... It's just like a random montage.
Yeah, it really is.
And but if you want a really random montage, they also have a room montage of him cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
There's also that.
The bathroom scene where it's like, this bathroom has, like, shit all over the walls and graffiti.
Yeah.
And it just shows him, like, cleaning it over the, like, time lapse.
Yeah.
And it's, like, spick and span, like, friggin' winery bathroom. And you're like, what?
Yeah, I want to know what kind of, like, cleaning products he was using.
It was just labeled degreaser.
Like, souls of children.
Yeah, souls of children degrease.
No, it was funny as we were watching it, though, because I leaned to Peter and I was like, oh my god, I don't know who this guy is, but he definitely can't clean my fucking bathroom, because he just used the same rag to wipe the sink that he used to wipe the fucking toilet. Mm. I was like, that shit does not fly. You gotta use separate rags. Unsanitary.
You say me?
What?
Who? Who did? He did.
He did.
Yeah, Nick Cage.
Okay, you don't clean the bathroom.
Exactly.
So, another kind of random thing was these drinks that he has. He comes in with
like a six pack.
Like a six pack. Well, I thought it was a six pack, but then he left with like six after he drank like six.
Okay, so we throughout only the saw movie. The initial six.
And yeah, because it looked like he was just carrying in like a six pack, but they are never ending apparently.
Yeah.
And he sets his watch, and I don't know if it's every hour or whatever he has to have one, but no matter what he's doing, when his watch goes off, he'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
And go slam one of these beverages. We don't know if they're... We were talking... were we on cast when we were saying if they're...
Cast. We
didn't yeah, know we don't know if they're beer or Red Bulls or whatever.
Like Hawaiian Punch type of deal.
But, he slams one and then he plays pinball.
Yep.
One instance, he was mid-fight.
Yeah. And he stopped.
And he stopped, handed the knife to...
the little girl
character, and was like, all right.
Because I think that watch, when it goes off, it's his... legal
break
time, yeah, that he has to take.
Because we didn't say it yet, but in the very beginning, before Tex like lets him into the building, he's like, now you're gonna be here all night, so you gotta remember, take those breaks, you know, don't want to tire yourself out too soon. And so he does, he like sets a timer on his watch.
I must have completely missed that part, because that makes it even funnier.
That's
what I was thinking. It was just like, that's break time,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, it's like, sorry, I know we're fighting right now, but break time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then one of the kids dies shortly thereafter, because he wasn't there to...
He was on break. Yeah.
And he's not responsible for that legally. Yeah,
that kid, those kids broke in there with no plan.
None.
Well, I mean...
Even the sheriff, when she's like, God, I hope this phone doesn't ring. And then it rings, and the kid's like, I'm here, I need help. And she hangs up on him. Oh,
God, yeah. Then get out of there, and hangs up
on him. She's like, you better get out of there.
Yeah.
Good times.
The movie was what it was. I mean, yeah. I think it was great. The fact that we got to see it in an actual movie theater made it even fucking cooler for me. I mean, I haven't been in one. Did you go to the
Temecula Cinemas is the only one that we've been to in the last year.
Mm-hmm. We've seen Jurassic Park, mm-hmm. Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. and The Mummy.
Oh, yep. Badass.
Yeah.
So, first new movie.
That
any of us have seen since
in a movie theater.
Since a pandemic.
Yeah. And it was fun.
And kudos to them, because I think they did a really good job. I mean, because I know that, you know, people have different feelings, and rightly so, because, COVID is a serious thing. But whatever people you buy your tickets with, you're seated with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, I mean, there's plenty of room between that and any next groups. I would say probably like 10, at least 10 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not near anybody.
Well, yeah, because Mel came after, and then Peter didn't know that, so he'd bought everybody else's tickets, and then she was trying to get a seat close to us, and the guy made it sound like, no, you know, we've got to keep everybody 6 feet apart unless you bought your tickets with that group, blah, blah, blah. And then, Peter ended up sitting on the other side of the aisle.
We had to give him a handy. Just say it. Yeah. We all had to give him a handy. Everyone in the group.
Make it work.
Yeah, everybody look at him with that look, like, I will give you a handy, and he'll just pick whoever won, and it was Jim.
It was Jim.
Yeah.
He has that look.
Jim, yeah. And he's like, you remind me of my father, and then he picked Jim, and we're like, this is weird.
and then I'm like,
and then we all got our popcorn.
I'm like, I work with my hands. They have calluses and shit, and he's like, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I picked you.
Yeah.
That's why I picked you.
I'm like, whoa. Okay.
But yeah, so we were playing Peter was sitting on the other side of the aisle than everybody else, and I went. Eventually I was like, okay, if nobody sits next to him, I'm gonna do it. And I don't think there was anybody else in your row.
No.
There was like maybe four people on the other end.
Yeah, completely opposite.
So there was like 12 seats between us.
I bought all the other seats.
Just
in that row. Yeah, I was like, this is my row.
He likes to put his feet up. What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kick back.
I like to take off my shoes, put that in a seat, lay across four seats.
And he likes to stand on the third seat in and make little fists with his toes.
Yeah.
That's what he likes.
But it's cool. We you know, I sat a row apart from Jim, and we took a picture of it. And it was cool because it was like those awkward people who are like, you go see a movie with your friend, and he's like, I have to sit a seat away from you or else we're gay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah,
that's not how that works, but okay.
Hey, bro, if we sit next to each other, we might make out.
Yeah, people are gonna think we're dating. Like, yep. Oh, all right. Yeah.
So yep. Then I sat next to Jim. 12. Peter sat next to Peter. Peter sat by himself, huh? And Katrina sat next to Mel.
Yeah, we still held hands though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to hold hands with Katrina and Jim.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I got sick of that and went and held hands with Peter.
You know, like, why are both your hands sweaty? No, oh, because my hands.
I'm the sweaty one.
Exactly. Sweaty
one. Which I didn't realize until I started playing that game with
yeah.
you.
Oh, I'm my God, yeah. Sweaty person. She realized that when she holds a controller.
I get so stressed out.
Hands are, we'll talk about all that.
Hand sweat is a real fucking thing, you guys.
Yeah, that's a straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah.
You heard it here on the Nerd Cartel podcast. If you play video games, your hands be sweating.
Get sweating. Yeah. But yeah, I had a good time. I had a good time over there. I was drinking in the parking lot like a scumbag.
I didn't feel like a scumbag at all.
Beers. Yeah, I felt cool.
Yeah, well, I felt cool also.
Smoked a little bit of smokes.
not me.
Smoked her cigarettes. No, not you. Me. Not you me. At all.
I was.
I was like, you want something? You're like, no.
I'm like, no. Fuck? I'm like, bro. I'm like, I have some class. I'll just drink this 40. And then I'll try to hide it in a bush so I can throw it away in my recycle bin at home.
Yeah. And then we went inside, and then we ordered our beers, and then I drank all our beers. And by the end of the movie,
I had to pee so bad.
I was so drunk.
Yeah, also that.
We were supposed to do this podcast last night.
Yeah.
And then I saw Peter, and he was... as Swain. High and as drunk as a fucking cat.
He was fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
Peter was swaying in the wind.
I, like, went to the bathroom and was, like, about to pee in the... Not the porta potty.
The pee thing.
In the urinal.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and then there was, like, people who came in, and there's a guy who's like, you have all the urinals, like... All these urinals you could pick, and you pick the one, like, next to me type of deal.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry if I didn't want people to think that we were not gay.
So, like, I stood there and I couldn't pee, so, like, I pretended to pee.
Like, so,
he's up.
I have something to add to that when you're done. Yeah. You're a fake pee.
So, and then I just shook. Like, I finished peeing and then just put it away and washed my hands and walked out and walked into the parking lot. And I was like, I'm real drunk, guys. I didn't even pee. I was like, I need to go back inside and pee.
So,
I walked back in.
Because of COVID, they have these, like, poster board friggin' dividers that are head high. So you can't look at whoever's next to you, like, in the face. And I'm like, why don't they just put those all the way down? Because you can totally... I mean, like, now the only thing it is it just opens it up, is that the guy next to you could totally be meat gazing. Yeah. And you would never have a clue. Yeah. He's just, like, laser focused on your dong.
Oh, yeah. Like, you dick.
Yeah. You can see their tics, but you can't see their faces.
Yeah.
So if you know your friend Zach, you're like, oh, Pete, is that you? You uncircumcised asshole?
I don't recognize
that dick anywhere.
So it was kind of like a weird, like, part urinal, part anonymous glory hole, fucking piss trough.
Bring out your tape measure. You're like, yep, that's you.
That's you.
I'd know that freckle anywhere.
I know that.
Jesus Christ. This is what this episode has progressed to.
Uncensored.
Those pictures will be on our Instagram feed.
Yeah, those urinals made no sense.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Well, I was thinking, like, okay, they made COVID sense, but I'm like, why the fuck don't they have, like, dick blocks, dude? Like, I mean, because everyone...
A little further.
COVID or not, like, it's kind of weird. Like you said, you're at a urinal and then someone comes to the one right next to you. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, why did you pick that urinal?
Yeah,
so I just turned.
Like, as a woman, though, I don't understand the concept of, like, the open urinal situation. Like, I know that you guys are, you're men, yeah. and you're okay with your penises. You're probably okay with people looking at your penises. That's fine. Yeah. But why do I have to be enclosed in when I'm peeing?
Yeah.
And you
why
don't?
Can't you just look at vaginas? And,
well, I mean, why?
No, it's
like, well, I'm a lady. I must be covered. But, like, fuck you guys.
I'm just glad we're not pissing into a trough with fucking ice in there. Yeah. Well,
it splashes up at you.
Yeah, it's so gross.
I just have to say that, you know, having served in the Army, you have to shower together and fucking piss and shit together all the time.
Yeah.
But would you prefer not to?
All yeah. Day.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I guess like, maybe it didn't come across right, but that was the point I'm getting at. Why don't you have those walls at the urinal?
Yeah, I mean,
some
like,
do, some don't.
Yeah, some like the winery pissers.
Yeah,
they have the fucking barriers, and they have little tables that you could put your wine on while you're pissing, and
fancy.
Your cell phone if you want to.
Yeah,
Jim would know that he's a wine snob. He goes to all the wineries.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and
lab snob, drunk.
Whoa. Drunk, yeah. Yeah, because I was going to say, unless
your
you're so
adjective.
Fucked unless you're so fucked up that you leave your wine and your cell phone on the little shelf, and then you have to go there to the guy that's pissing after you, and you're like, you get all comfortable with him, and you're like, hey, bro, part of my reach, I just gotta get my shit over there, like, that's my phone.
You know, exactly, that'd be another instance if you're like, you're peeing in a urinal, and then, like, you have all these urinals, and the guy picks the urinal right next to yours and sets his fucking keys and his phone onto your fucking table.
What?
You're like, nah.
The disrespect.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is that? I would fucking scoop it right into my pisser.
Maybe that's like, the new age.
Oh, fuck, I dropped my keys.
That's like putting your foot over, huh?
Maybe that's the new age way of, like, the little tap-tap on the floor there.
My God.
It's like he puts your keys on, or his keys on your shelf,
you
and then takes your keys.
Swap-a-roo.
Like, I set my phone, and then he sets his keys on top of my phone, and then
that's
I put my hand in a circular motion on the table,
and he puts his index finger
inside my hand, and then I'm like, oh, you mean that?
Oh,
I just thought you meant you needed a ride.
I was like, I'm your Uber.
I thought you just wanted my friend code on Pokemon Go.
Yeah, right?
I don't swing
Pokemon
that
Go to get, yeah. No, not poking my mon.
Yeah, Pokemon.
You cannot,
Pokemon.
You can't finger the Pikachu. They don't like that.
They don't like that.
Yeah. I don't care what his eyes are saying.
Yeah.
His little body says no.
He doesn't like to get poked. So if you know any other clever things that you could add to fucking people at the urinal, please click on that purple icon and give us 5 stars, 10 stars, 100 stars.
All of the stars.
As long as you leave a review.
Yeah. And we appreciate everybody who has on Spotify. You can find us on Pandora or
wherever your ears go for love. We're there to love them.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Later.
Peace out, bitch.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes.
The roach.
The roach.
Is in the building.
The roach
is on fire.